Hello, and thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Roszewski. Today is Wednesday, 22nd of January, 2025. Happy Wednesday to you. And whoa, the past couple of days were cold. So very appropriate that today is actually come in from the cold day, since it just came off those couple days of negative temperatures. But the actual inspiration is from how in the winter, we're not out and about as much, we're isolated and a little bit more hunkered down. So it's a reminder to stay connected above and beyond social media with others. Between that and Friday being National Compliment Day, it's a good reminder to think about who would be lifted up if they heard from you. Gotta also give a shout out to all the resilient members that had to keep showing up in spite of all the temperatures. Animals still needed to be fed, deliveries were still happening, so the first compliment goes to them. Thank you. And however you decide to treat yourself to celebrate your resilience and give yourself a little lift, please celebrate responsibly. With that, let's jump into some news together. And let's start with a bill that was just introduced to restore Wisconsin's testing and report card education standards to the previous standards they were a year ago. The categories of proficiency and testing levels were changed, making the results impossible to compare with other states or to our previous years. The only one defending the change is Jill Underley, who gave the final blessing for the change, even though in some open records request email, she seemed somewhere between uncertain and confused about what the new standards really stood for, but now is either convinced that it was a good move or is just being forced to defend her decision. It appears that, to use a military analogy, she is alone in defending this position, and there are no reinforcements coming. Other than getting an early endorsement in her reelection bid from the Wisconsin Democrat Party, there are nobody else lining up behind her. There are two other Democrats running against her in the primary, and otherwise, Democrats have been pretty quiet on this, except for her predecessor and current Governor Tony Evers, who has come out on multiple occasions, just short of criticizing her, but saying that more people should have been part of the discussion. She should have talked to people in the schools and even saying, quote, we need to have as high of education standards as possible. I don't think we should be lowering them, unquote, which is really what her moves did. So WPT has an education survey out for each of the three candidates in this race, and we'll share the results with our members if and when they come back to help educate you on who you may want to vote for. In other news, tonight will be Governor Tony Evers' annual State of the State address. If you see any headlines or video shorts on the topic, know that it's typically been a relatively short affair that hints at what will be in his upcoming budget. Based on the snippets he's already released, expect the message to be that Wisconsin is in a good spot and we've been successful in slowly reducing our tax burden. And what we need to do is focus on helping folks with childcare and bringing down the costs of everyday living. In other news, and not to go down a rabbit hole, but I saw a report where there were 8 different walks slash demonstrations slash protests over the weekend ahead of the presidential inauguration. One report caught my attention. On Saturday in Madison was an event at the Capitol called the Madison People's March, which drew a respectable 500 people from as far away as Racine. The theme of the interviews revolved around the worry that there will be more discrimination and oppression caused by President Trump and his administration and his forthcoming policies. People were worried that, quote, all marginalized populations are just going to be really treated unfairly with Trump being elected, unquote. What caught my attention is going to give you a bonus treat, an extra mid-podcast quote, because one of the people interviewed at the People's March was a lady named Lilith, a member of the Revolutionary Communists of America, who is pictured waving the classic red Soviet flag with hammer and sickle. Her premise is that the socialist model of mutual aid amongst communities is more reliable than government assistance that often comes with conditions. And yes, I can get behind that. Government assistance often does come with conditions, notably taxes. Socialism is an economic system of distributing resources of, by, and amongst the people. Communism is a structure of government to implement socialism. But wouldn't that mean a system that comes from government conditions? So I briefly tried to reconcile that, but it's neither here nor there, because part of what she said that stuck with me actually was talking about how the capitalist system is set up for the oppression and division of the working class. She said, quote, "It's worker liberation that will liberate women. It will liberate minorities." And she goes on, "A government structure that inherently restricts the choices of self-determination would seem to be the opposite of the spirit of liberation," which led me to remember a quote from the great classic movie, The Princess Bride. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. If it's been a while, it's worth rewatching. And from that movie, I give you the second most famous quote from swordsman Antigo Montoya. We're talking about the word liberate, quote, "You'll keep using that word. I do not think it means what you think it means," unquote. In other news, a Napolitan News Service national survey of 1,000 registered voters conducted by RMG Research found that 51% of voters say Donald Trump is at least as ethical as most politicians. 45% he said he is less ethical. The survey also found nearly identical numbers for Joe Biden. 51% say the former president is at least as ethical as most politicians, while 45% say he is less ethical. I have no commentary on it. I don't know if that says more about Trump's path to the present moment or Biden's path to the present moment, or if it's just a general commentary on politics and government and politicians in general. I let you ponder that and decide for yourself, but I thought it was fascinating. And finally, I found something that tends to bring bipartisan support, and you guessed it, it's spending and allocating tax dollars. One bill introduced very early here in this legislative session is to fast-track creating a tax incremental financing This same scenario happened last year in Stevens Point when a larger company was being recruited to move its headquarters to another state. So the legislature stepped in to make an exception in the law and to fast-track the approval of a tax incentive as a carrot for the business to stay. Well, that same scenario is popping up in the Madison suburb of Middleton. So, the Democrat senator in this blue district reached out to the Republican senator, instrumental in making last year's TIF happen. Now, I'm not judging, because keeping jobs in Wisconsin is important, and to be fair, a majority of the time, the two parties don't see eye to eye on how to spend tax dollars, but when they do, baby, it is full steam ahead. And finally, in the spirit of the upcoming state budget, and something I encourage you to remember every time you are faced with another recurring operating referendum on your local ballot, we leave you with a quote from President Andrew Jackson, who said, quote, "To preserve our independence, we must not let our leaders load us with perpetual debt," unquote. Have a great second half of your week. And as always, thanks for listening. The Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every below zero corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.